There are thousands of gas wells in the shale fields of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, and a growing number of pipelines moving that gas around the Northeast. This summer, we'll be following the pipeline with an in-depth look at what all this natural gas construction means for people and the environment. In our first story, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier tagged along with a team of scientists trying to find out how much of this infrastructure is leaking methane, a potent greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change.
It's actually a blue line with this green line, but you can't even see it anymore.
Naomi Zimmerman is checking a computer screen inside a white van that looks like it came straight from an episode of Storm Chasers. Zimmerman is leading a team of researchers from Carnegie Mellon University looking for methane here in the rolling hills of northeastern Pennsylvania. Computer monitors and expensive sensors are mounted inside the team's van, wind and weather probes on the outside. All told, there's $500,000 of equipment on the rig. To start her day, Zimmerman must first make sure the team's monitors are calibrated correctly. On a screen mounted to the dashboard, she reads off her levels.
So we're seeing readings of 0, 0.16, negative 0.1, /0.1, 1.4. That's approximately 0, good enough for...
With their rig checked out, the team is ready to roll. A few years ago, northeastern Pennsylvania was one of the hottest drilling spots in the country. Now, most of the rigs here are gone, but there are thousands of wells already drilled. And the hills and dairy farms around the region are crisscrossed with pipelines, compressor stations, and other infrastructure siphoning gas away from those wells. The team's first stop is about a half an hour away, next to a pipeline tucked onto the back edges of a local farm. They park their van and turn on the equipment. A minute later, scientists Asia Ellis and Mark O'Mara see a spike on the levels on their computer screen.
So we know that it's natural gas.
Wow.
That is super big, yeah.
Yeah, 3.2 ppm.
That is super exciting.
It is exciting.
The team is picking up about 1.2 parts per million of methane, or about 12 times the amount they would normally see coming off of a well pad. Then they see the levels go even higher.
Just went up to 9 ppm.
Wow.
So this is a leaky pipeline right here.
These readings could help Zimmerman and other researchers answer what's become an important question: how much natural gas is leaking into the atmosphere? One of the benefits of natural gas is that when it burns, it produces far less carbon dioxide than coal, a fuel that gas is rapidly replacing as a source for electricity. So if you're burning gas instead of coal, that's good from a climate change perspective. But there's a rub. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas, so...
If you're not burning the natural gas, then and you're releasing sort of pure methane into the atmosphere, the methane has a much higher global warming potential than carbon dioxide on like sort of a 25-year timescale.
Zimmerman's colleagues at Carnegie Mellon have found the EPA has been underestimating methane leak rates for years, but they're still not sure exactly how much of it is escaping the country's oil and gas system. Why can't they figure this out? One reason is the sheer number of places where gas can escape. Mark Bowling is a vice president for Southwestern Energy, one of Pennsylvania's largest natural gas producers.
Unlike other areas like, say, power plant emissions of CO2 from power plants, we're not talking about one big facility that you have one stack and says, well, there's your source, it's coming out there.
Instead, each step of the natural gas network contains hundreds of places where gas can escape. Bowling's company cooperated with the Environmental Defense Fund on several studies to better understand methane pollution. He says spending money on equipment that can prevent methane leaks is good business for his company.
That methane that we can save from going up into the air and going into our pipeline, whatever we get for that will help defray the cost.
The EPA and several states, including Colorado and Pennsylvania, have begun implementing methane regulations on the oil and gas industry. Bowling resists these types of regulations because he says they prescribe equipment for companies to use that may not be necessary or effective.
You're basically telling them I have 100 different sources, 20 of them are the problem, but I want you to replace all 100.
He says it's better to let companies decide how to reduce their own emissions. And there's evidence that companies are starting to take methane pollution seriously.
1, 0, +1, +2, +3.
That's audio from a satellite launch in India this June. Aboard the rocket was a satellite called Claire, equipped with high-resolution methane sensors. Stéphane Germain is CEO of GHGSat, the Montreal-based company that launched the satellite. His clients include ExxonMobil and Shell. Germain says these companies can make money with this data because in Canada, they're already subject to a carbon pricing system.
Industrial operators would be financially motivated to better understand their emissions so that they can control them and ultimately reduce them, because really what they're doing at that point is reducing their own financial risk.
Using satellites to measure greenhouse gases is a technique NASA has used for years. But with improving sensors, they may become more important in the search for methane leaks. Daniel Jacob is a Harvard climate scientist who uses satellites to measure methane in the atmosphere above the United States. Jacob says satellites could be an early warning system to help on-the-ground teams find and fix leaks.
Satellites can provide you with a detection. They can tell you, aha, you got a hot spot here. And then once you figure out from space that you have a hot spot, then you can dispatch ground-based instruments or maybe, you know, low-flying aircraft to figure out where this methane is coming from.
Jacob's last paper used satellite data with a resolution of 10 square kilometers. His current project is using Claire, which has a resolution of just 50 meters. Claire is scheduled to start sending methane readings back to Earth this fall. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.